Christians. And we still are.
He just walk right up and introduce himself.
Oh yeah, he don't think nobody's a stranger to him. He just find that. Well, he's educated as high as he go, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And he goes off every year to school and learns more and more what to do, you know. He's one of the best educated doctors he is in that hospital. And he's done it all himself. I mean, without any money. That boy didn't have no money. His mother taught school and done what she could to help him, but you know, that was no help with what he'd taken.
He had to earn a lot of money to get through medical school.
Well, that's what I know. And you know, that was a drop in the bucket. Wasn't a drop in the bucket to what that boy had to have.
Sure.
He had to borrow a lot of money.
Did he?
You know he did. He was a poor boy. He didn't. Daddy walked off and left him before he was born, and he had no help. Only what his mother could help him, and of course she done everything in her power for him. And he idolized that old mother too. You know, she done all she could.
Yes, ma'am.
Is your mother living?
Yes, ma'am. Sure is. Yeah, both my parents are.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful to have them both. My children ain't got no better than me. And I'm the same as nobody.
Yeah, you
won't say that. Stand around and fuss with them, try to make them do what I say do.
Right. Well, I want to ask you about a few expressions. What would you say to somebody greeting them about 10 o'clock in the daytime?
Well, if they come up?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'd always say, good morning, come in.
About how late in the day would you say that?
Well, it's just any time they come in the morning.
What would be the latest that you would say?
Well, I guess till they stop coming all day.
Right.
Because I always try to treat everybody with respect that comes to my house.
Yes,
never have been no other way.
What would you say if you were going to greet somebody after you stop saying good morning?
I'd ask them in. Be sure to ask them in the house. My children always think that I've always been too much that way, but I don't think so. I don't think a person can be too friendly. And my husband never did think so. He always wanted me to be friendly with everybody I met.
Yes.
But they're different to me. They think that people nowadays pays to watch who you be friends with. And all that kind of stuff, when I never do things this time. Because I'd really different.
Nice way to be.
Mm-hmm. It's the only way to be, I think. Of course, now they've been in town so long, so it's different in town to in the country. And I have them to tell me, lock my doors. In daytime, keep my doors locked. And I ain't set up here my doors locked and be miserable. If anybody comes here, ain't never nobody come here that's acted ugly, and I ain't looking for nobody to. Of course, they could do it, you know, but they never did. So I don't think nothing about nobody coming to my house.
What would you say to somebody after 12 o'clock?
At night?
In daytime?
Yeah. Well, I'd ask him to eat dinner.
Or you'd say good.
And of course, I wouldn't say anything to him. Oh, you mean when he comes?
If you're just going to greet him like that, saying,